News, I'm Marissa Melton. Accusers of the late U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of multiple sex trafficking crimes, poured out their anger in court today in New York. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
16 women in all went before a federal judge.
Today is a day of power and strength.
Taylor Davies said she was 17 when she was victimized and thought Epstein was the most powerful person in the world. Her sister Shantae also spoke.
It was both empowering and infuriating to know that the person who I needed to hear those words is not here to hear them.
A New York City coroner ruled Epstein hanged himself. Glory Allred represents some of the women. She says whether it was suicide or murder, Epstein's death does not end the story for these women.
It does not end their fight for justice. It does not end their feeling that they were manipulated and victimized.
And those under scrutiny, Epstein's girlfriend, who has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran's president appears to have backpedaled on possible talks with President Trump. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, devastated by Hurricane Maria in 2017, could see some action from Tropical Storm Dorian starting on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A new Missouri ban on abortions at or after 8 weeks of pregnancy won't take effect Wednesday after a federal judge temporarily blocked it from being implemented. There's more from AP correspondent Sherry Adler.
Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri filed a lawsuit arguing that the law is unconstitutional and goes against the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling. The law includes exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for rape or incest. If the courts don't uphold the 8-week ban, the measure includes a series of less restrictive bans ranging from 14 weeks up to 20 weeks. Similar laws have been struck down in North Dakota and Iowa. Attorneys for the state can appeal the judge's ruling. I'm Shelley Antler.
More than 1,000 students have rallied in the capital of Pakistan-administered Kashmir to denounce India's downgrading of the special status of the portion of the disputed region it controls. The demonstrators chanted, "We want freedom," and denounced human rights violations in Indian-administered Kashmir. Tuesday's rally came a day after Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan vowed to globally highlight the issue of Kashmir. He will address the UN General Assembly on September 27th. The European Court of Human Rights has condemned Russia for multiple violations committed against Sergei Magnitsky. He was an anti-corruption lawyer who died in custody in 2009. In its ruling on Tuesday, the court in Strasbourg said the treatment of Magnitsky's pancreatitis and other medical problems was manifestly inadequate and unreasonably put his life in danger. The court's seven judges for the case, including a Russian, ruled unanimously that the tax lawyer had been ill-treated by guards and had been unjustly held for too long in pretrial detention. They also denounced an inherently unfair posthumous trial that found Magnitsky guilty. Russia was ordered to pay $37,800 to Magnitsky's wife and mother. House National Security Advisor John Bolton is in Kiev, Ukraine. It's the first visit to Ukraine by a top U.S. official since the election of President Volodymyr Zelensky in April. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine says Bolton is there to underscore U.S. support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Bolton has tweeted that Washington supports Zelensky's reform efforts and vision to create a stronger and more prosperous Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists continue to clash in the eastern part of the country. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.